Jim Duncan joins me live in studio. He is one of the founders at Nest Realty, and he's online at which website should we promote? You get so many of them.
Both would work. Real Central VA is the one that I write daily, and Nest Realty is the one that we put out.
There you go. RealCentralVA.com is a good place to start, and Jim is a local realtor, and we want to try to do a year in review in real estate. And I know you've really been putting some numbers together and looking at the numbers. I will follow your lead on this. Where should we start?
Well, I think that, you know, I pulled the numbers this afternoon, getting it fresh, and looking at the, you know, the Central Virginia area, Albemarle, Charlottesville, Savannah, Greene, and Nelson. Albemarle and Charlottesville, just from the top level numbers, without looking at the types of sales, short sales, foreclosures, et cetera, the volume of the number of transactions in those two localities are actually up. So, which to me was a little bit surprising.
Up 2011 over 2010.
Correct. In Albemarle, there were 1,039 transactions last year, 999. And Charlottesville, 375. Last year, 346. And the other localities were all down year over year.
So it's moving in the right direction, at least.
You know, parts of it are. it's really hard. I mean, I think that when I'm looking at the year in review, as we are doing our year look back and planning for next year, I think that those numbers could be a sign of maybe some stability out there. That because what we're looking for is a static number of transactions rather than a plummeting or a sharp rise. We need some stability in our market that's going to last for more than 6, 9, 12 months.
Yeah. We're talking with Jim Duncan. It's 510 here in Charlottesville. What else do the numbers tell you?
You know, the median prices are down. You know, prices are down. Anybody who pays even a modicum of attention to it knows that prices, for the most part, are down in real estate in the Central Virginia area. And again, not to the degree that we see in the extremes on the national news. I mean, again, we have said, you know,
we're not Florida. Yeah,
we're not Florida. We're not Phoenix. We're not parts of California. We're Charlottesville, and we the prices here have been stickier than some other areas. But I think we trend behind Northern Virginia, and they actually are looking at a housing shortage. You know, some of my friends up there who write good real estate blogs and do the similar analysis that I do are saying that they can't find homes for their buyers. And so I think that we're certainly not there, but I think that we could be looking at stability in the next 9 to 24 months.
Why is that in Northern Virginia? Because there's so much turnover in the DC market, and the prices corrected so much faster?
I think so. I mean, it's just the volume of transactions there.
Right.
Just led it to just, it was much, much faster. So and I think that we've talked about before that people there didn't have the same degree of personal connection that a lot of people in Charlottesville do.
Yeah.
Where in the neighborhoods here, if you go short sale foreclosure, you feel some sort of personal stigma and affiliation with your neighbors, where there, some of those neighborhoods are so sterile that you never knew your neighbors. So it didn't really matter.
Welcome to Northern Virginia.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh. Isn't that the truth?
So,
well, there's just so many people that come in just for a few years,
right,
with the intention of I'm stationed in D.C. or for a few years, whether at the Pentagon or on Capitol Hill, and I know we're not going to be here for more than 3, 4, 5 years.
And that's what we're seeing now playing out in Charlottesville, is that entire segment that you just mentioned of people who come in with the expectation to move soon, that entire segment of our market is gone. The people who would come in for 2, 3, 4, 5 years and buy with the expectation of selling because they had a hard timeline, those people aren't buying anymore. I mean, there's a story I'll put up on Real Central later, but it says the headline is that young people no longer want to buy homes. They say that was your dream. No, it's not our dream. And I think that there's a lot of sense to that.
Interesting, yeah.
It's just societally, and I've talked to many, many people this year, and I've talked to a lot of people out of buying homes this year. If they come in and they don't know that they're going to be here for 7 to 10 years minimum, they really need to consider renting.
Yeah.
And people who are under, arbitrarily 25, 26, 27, they may not be in that life stability. I mean, I know I wasn't. They might not be in that stability of saying, I know I'm going to be in this, this wonderful town that we all know and love for 7, 10, 15 years.
I couldn't even find the door when I was that age. My car keys, the door. Golly.
And much less, spending $200,000 to $300,000 on a house.
Yeah.
I think that's been one of the great changes that really caught steam this year.
So buying and owning a home,
right,
is not necessarily part of the American dream anymore.
I don't think
because
so.
Because it's not the investment it once was.
I don't think so. I mean, I think that people, I enjoy being in my home. I know I'm going to be there for, untold number of years. I'm comfortable there. I'm good. But a lot of people don't have that understanding that, they've got their kids, they've got their life set where they know that they're going to be there. So that's been a real shift. And I think that that's not an altogether bad thing, because I would rather have more people, you know, one, on the stable side, know they're going to be there forever, and then the people who are coming in and doing the 1 to 5 year stint.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't be buying. So
are we seeing a lot of people moving through the region, like county to city or vice versa?
That data is really hard to come by.
It is.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis used to provide that data much more regularly. And I've been trying for 3 years to get updated information, and they just don't provide it anymore.
And I'm not saying it would be valuable data, but it's interesting nonetheless.
No, it is, because years ago you would see people move into Waynesboro and outlying areas, and now you're seeing people. There's a real trend to people want to be closer in to the urban cores that we have. So I think that it is important to know that people are moving from the outlying areas into the where the stuff is.
Yeah,
and people come into Charlottesville with expectations from other areas, saying, oh, you know, a 45-minute hour commute's fine. And then they get here and like, really? Have you been on Rio Road recently?
Yeah.
That took me 20 minutes. And that's not acceptable here. So I think that people recognize that we still do have quite a remarkable quality of life.
My life is so symbolic of that. Once upon a time, I made the commute from Keene. Yeah. I have made the commute from Fishersville. Mm-hmm. I had a dream to own a house on 2 acres in Ivy. Did it.
Right.
It got really old pretty fast, that riding up and down 250 every day. And now my dream is to get a condo downtown, you know, just to be as close as possible.
And that's something that I'm seeing with a lot of people, is they want condos downtown that are high quality, great location, walk to places. And people who know, again, it's people who know that they want to be near something stable.
Yeah. We're talking with Jim Duncan. The website is realcentralva.com. It's 515 in Charlottesville. Jim, what about the effect of the economy vis-a-vis short sales, foreclosures? Are we still seeing that, and what's that impact here?
It's pretty significant. Yeah, I would say that distressed sales, you know, short sales, whereby you, if nobody knows what a short sale is, it's where you bought the house for $200 and now it's worth $150, and you need to negotiate with the bank for them to take that loss. And a foreclosure is where you go through the process and the bank takes it back and puts it back on the market. I would say that, again, accurate data is hard to come by, but I would say that in our market, probably 20-30% of the market is distressed. I would say, you know, reasonable guesstimate would be that probably another 15-25% of people who are looking to sell are underwater or very close to it. So it has a significant impact on our market. It's not going away for a number of years, I don't think. There's a number of national conversations are talking about the so-called shadow inventory, which is homes that are not actively on the market, but really and truly are pretty much part of the market that nobody really sees. Things that have, you know, homes that have been foreclosed on and taken back by the banks that haven't been put back out. I think that realistically, we have
those empty homes that aren't for sale, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a lot of those. And I think that, you know, I read a story today where a woman who's heavily involved with the bank said that she sees that we have another dark period to come of short sales and foreclosures. And I can't disagree with that. I mean, I think that there's still a large percentage of the homes in the Central Virginia region that are distressed, you know, whether it's actively distressed or people are in that, you know, one paycheck away from being distressed. I think that the economy is really not taking any prisoners.
Yeah. We're talking with Jim Duncan. It's 517 in Charlottesville. What about interest rates? Because they've been low. We hear it all the time. Interest rates have never been lower. Now's the time to refinance. Now's the time to buy. Now, you know,
with the caveat that, you know, that's not my bailiwick. Because a friend of mine showed me his rate sheet years ago, and his interest rates changed like 20 or 30 times a day. It was something absurd. Where I said, you know what? I know and trust you, and glad you know it.
Yeah.
But everything that I'm reading says that, you know, generally they're going to stay low. And you know, 4, 4.25, 4.5 in that low conversation for the foreseeable future. And it's, again, you know, my crystal ball is as good as anybody else's, but I think that realistically, interest rates aren't going to matter until they start to rise consistently. And again, find another stable rung where they're going to stay. I mean, if 4.25, 4.5 today is really, really low to a lot of people, but you know, 6.5, 7.5, 8.5. When I bought my first house at 8 1/8. In like 2001, 2002, that was, you know, I was clicking my heels. I was, you know, some dumb kid they gave $70,000 to. So I think it is all relative, but until they get to 6.5, 7%, it's not going to matter. But I think that the other side of that is when those rates start to go up to 7, then prices are going to be pushed down because those people who couldn't afford it 4.5 can't afford it 7. So it's, again, it's going to be a very interesting time.
Yeah. We're talking with Jim Duncan of Nest Realty, the website realcentralva.com. That's his blog. Let's talk about 2012 and looking forward. And what are you thinking about when you think about this next season and the next few quarters?
I think that it's going to be a matter of continuing to understand what's happening. I read probably anywhere from 20 to 40 things per day, trying to get a handle on what's happening. I try to make it my business to read more than my clients. I think that realistically, we're looking at another year of struggle, of people coming to good realtors and saying, "I bought my house for X. What's it worth? Oh God, it's worth $40,000 less.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?" I don't think we're out of that. Again, it's, you know, there are some segments that are still going down. Some are stabilizing, and some, you know, I'm seeing a 1.5% appreciation. There is no answer to what's going to happen. But I think that broadly we're going to see continued stress and struggle in our market for the next year.
Yeah.
I think that, you look at the numbers in our area, about 1,500 people have bought homes so far this year. I mean, that's not nothing to write about. I mean, that's something positive. The sales are up transactionally. Prices are down. But I think that next year, right now, I just pulled it from 1 January to 1 December. 1,039 people in Albemarle have bought a home. I think that this time next year we might be at 1,100. So I think that we're looking at another year to 2 to 3 to maybe 4 years of this kind of market, where we're just trying to seek out that proverbial bottom and find stability in the market.
So I know you have advised people to fall in love with their home again, mm-hmm. and not think about moving right now if you don't have to.
Right.
Is that still something that you Absolutely. Advise to some people, just to stay put and ride it out?
Absolutely. I was at I'm the VMI alumni chapter president here, and I was talking to a guy two weeks ago, and he said that his business has gone entirely from new build to renovations and residential fix-ups and building screen porches and building alterations to homes. I think that you're seeing more and more people are making that determination of, we're here. We didn't want to be here, but we are here, and we're going to be here for 2 to 5 years. We might as well make our home something we enjoy. And I think that's why you're seeing, personally, I did the energy efficiency thing. I got my house is more comfortable now because I know that I'm going to be there for the foreseeable future. You're seeing people who are putting in ceramic tile instead of vinyl and hardwood floors instead of carpet. They're making these conscious decisions to stay where they are and to be happy.
Yeah.
And again, I think that's something that you're not going to see moderate for quite some time.
And not necessarily worry, is this money we're going to get back out of our home one day? Is this the smart way to invest in our home?
Right.
We're just going to put money into our home for us,
right,
so that we can enjoy it.
And that's, again, I think that's something I do, some consulting with clients who are making.
If you have the money.
A quick plug, if you're doing an energy efficiency thing, the credit union has an awesome loan program where they'll let you borrow, for 0 or 0.5 or some kind of crazy low interest rate to do energy efficiency improvements. So, those are certain that it's backed by the federal government through some grants. But those are the things that people need to be aware of and take advantage of, that these are the sorts of things that can make them happier in their homes for however long they're going to be there.
Yeah. We're talking with Jim Duncan of Nest Realty. When you meet with people recently, have you seen a lot more buyers expressing concern about gas prices?
Yeah.
Is that affecting decisions more than they used to a few years ago?
When gas was $4 a gallon, it was, as I've said before, it was a world shift. But now people still are very aware of it, and they are making those calculations. If they're going to be, they could buy 5 or 7 miles from work, or they're going to build or buy 30 miles, and they do those calculations. That's not just gas prices, but time prices. What is your time worth to you? But people are absolutely aware of, there is stability or instability in the world. They're closing straits, and there's wars, and stuff is happening that is making oil uncertain. And my clients tend to be aware of that, and they do factor that into the vast algorithm that we use as to where they should buy.
I sound like an old man when I say this, but I know it because I wrote it down. I bought gas in 1999 down in North Garden when I was living down there, 72 cents a gallon. 1999. That's not that long ago.
I could fill up my car for under $10.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But it's, and again, you know, gas is, now it's at $3 a gallon. And it's not, again, people are aware of it and they know that, they, but the people who live through it know that it's going to go to $4 or $5 a gallon again. So if they're going to be in their house for 7 to 10 years, they want to try and plan accordingly for what that 6 year is going to bring.
Yeah. We're talking with Jim Duncan. Last question is, whether you're buying or selling, the folks who are listening, what kind of timeline should they be thinking about as we move into the new year?
If you're buyers are starting now, and so are sellers. But I think that sellers tend to, I wrote a story a while ago, when do homes come on the market? And, you know, looking at really late January, February is when sellers tend to put their homes on the market. Buyers are doing their research now. I mean, it is self-serving, but I think it's really true. If you do have that in your life plan, contact a professional and ask good questions and get advice, because it's not something that I think most people should go through without guidance to ask those questions that you don't know to ask. But that from a timeline standpoint, now, I mean, I think that now you should be writing down your questions, doing your research online, doing your Googling, writing down what things you think you know and sourcing them. And again, I expect all my clients are going to Google everything I tell them. You know, so I think people should be looking at what they're doing now, because come January and February, hopefully the market's going to start to pick up as it usually does. And again, I think that it's going to be, you know, not the pop that we used to be used to.
Yeah.
But it's going to be, you know, increased activity.
And it's still going to be a while before we see the flood of new homes on the right market.
But again, you know, I have 2 appointments on Friday, you know, 1 morning, 1 afternoon to work with buyers. You know, so it's not, you know, people are, you know, these are serious buyers, and people who are looking in the market, you know, the 2 days before Christmas, you know, those are people who aren't just, you know, feel like spending an afternoon looking at houses.
Right, right.
They're in, and I'm talking to a lot of realtors who are seeing similar activity. So, you know, I will be a little bit hopeful that we're going to see some positivity come January, February.
Let's do that. We'll be hopeful as we move into the holiday season.
Absolutely.
That this is going to surprise all of us and improve faster than we think.
There we go.
RealCentralVA.com. That's the website. Check it out. Plenty of information there. Lots of articles, videos, good stuff.
And Christmas lights. I have a story about Christmas lights. So go see where you should go in Charlottesville.
Really?
Yeah.
The good. You know what has blown me away is Belmont.
Yeah.
Belmont is actually full of some of the best Christmas displays.
Mm-hmm.
And the homes are close together, so you can see a bunch.
Oh, it's high,
you know, volume, without driving around too far.
Absolutely.
And who knew? But Belmont is a real surprise.
Yeah, good stuff.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Coy.